You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, about 30 seconds ago, and I'm getting the article printed right now. It's going to go on screen. Massive, very important news just broke. Judge delays Trump's sentencing until after November 26, after Election Day. They've been making noises in his conviction in the kangaroo criminal trial, which we now have the head of the New York Southern District where the case was brought saying it's a total fraud, politically targeted, and a giant scam. And the word is, I was already hearing this was going to happen from my sources. I made some phone calls about this yesterday, that they were, because of the Crowder investigation team getting the head of the Southern District of New York of Public Relations admitting it's a total fraud on a secret video, that this was probably going to happen. And I had a caller last Friday, and I haven't done it yet because I ended up writing down like 20 pages of notes. They're all over the place. Here's just two pages I wrote the other day. I've got to get them all together. I'm going to bite the bullet, and I'm going to guarantee by Monday's show, I'll probably do it Monday, maybe sooner, I'm going to do a solution show. But I was just thinking that 2 days ago. That's why I keep waiting. What is the solution? The solution, the biggest one, is getting right with God, of course, but and deciding which side you're on, deciding to take action, being informed, and personally getting ready, physically, spiritually. But then these investigative teams going out, and anybody can go to a bar where politicians and Democrats go, and they're just going to be bragging about their criminal takeover right in front of you. Or others will say they hate it. Bring the article in. Thank you. So guys can always just bring them on in. So that's where we are. And thank you. And that's what's happening. And so it's Project Veritas, even though they did horrible things to O'Keefe, is still doing some good work. O'Keefe's knocking it out of the park. Tucker, a bunch of other groups we've had on. The fabulous folks over at Stephen Crowder, who I love to death. This is a big deal. Now, our next guest will be with us about 15 minutes the next hour, and then Robert Barnes with incredibly important. Please stay with us for this, or if you even have to leave, tune back into the rebroadcast later or the restreams, or we'll archive it by 3 or 4 o'clock today. Hit band.video and Real Alex Jones, because this new Russiagate is serious, and it gives us the blueprint of the next attack. Okay, this is their next attack on free speech, on free press, claiming we're all Russian agents. This is really big. But judge delays Trump's sentencing until November 26th after Election Day. In a ruling today, the judge, Merchan, cited the unique time frame this matter currently finds itself in and rescheduled the sentencing for November 26th. He has previously planned to hand down Mr. Trump's punishment on September 18th, just 7 weeks before Election Day. Mr. Trump will face off against Vice President Kamala Harris for the presidency. This is not a decision this court makes lightly, but in the decision which this court viewed best advice from the interest of justices, said the judge wrote in a four-page decision which noted that this matter is one that stands alone in a unique place in this nation's history. So that is an absolutely huge, huge deal. And you can bet your bottom nickel that the Stephen Crowder report with his team breaking did this, because they had the troops and Rikers ready and the police, and our intel was that he was going to sentence him to at least a year in prison. This is the stuff of victory. This is the stuff of game changing. I can't tell you 4 months ago what that undercover report with the FBI, CIA admitting they set me up with Sandy Hook and ran the fraudulent hearings, what that did throughout the system. What that did to Elon Musk's view of me, and I'm going to leave that alone. What that did to just so many organizations and groups that were still not sure because they bought the chili from the globalist. They drank the Kool-Aid partially. So I am so thankful for these investigative units, and I'm so thankful to Crowder that behind the scenes is funding a bunch of groups. By the way, I know Crowder. You know that guy lives very modestly. He's a huge talk show. It's one of the biggest. That lives like a lower middle class guy. He puts it all in. I know. I work with him. He's putting 98% of his money into the fight. And I'm going to say this right now. I need money to fight these people. We are delivering and magnifying and amplifying all these other great people. I'm not in petition with them. I've been doing this 30 years. Back then, hosts were all against each other. It was stupid. I did trailblaze saying, let's stop this. We're not in competition with each other. We're in competition with the New World Order. But I'm not sponsored by big money or, you know, the globalist. I'm sponsored by you. And it's such a critical decision in this fight to go, man, I should really support Alex Jones. I should really support President Trump. I should really support Steven Crowder. I should really support people that time and time again, I mean, they first released and forced the whole release of the trans manifesto that they blamed on right-wingers that went and shot everybody up and the little kids in Tennessee. So support James O'Keefe. But I'm telling you, InfoWars is the magnifier. We're like the big amplifier. Guys playing a guitar, we plug it in, and so many times we'll get a story that's not getting picked up by somebody else and boost it over, not just our story. So we are of great value to everybody. We're in this together, so I need you to commit to support our sponsors, plus they're the best, and I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody needs a gravity-fed water filter. Stainless steel system cuts out thousands of chemicals and things at non-detectable levels or completely. They say it's non-detectable is the term you use. These big spectrometers can't find anything. You shouldn't be drinking any well water, tap water. Almost everything's contaminated. We have the best unit, the Alexa Pure, at the lowest price. There are three or four other companies that sell stuff just as highly rated, but they sell it for double the price on average. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD CBD gummies and 1,000 milligram liquid tincture. It's incredible. The other InfoWars MD line. Get the nitric boost to clean out your blood and your cardiovascular system. You've heard Dr. Vermigamas talk about how important it is. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And don't forget our great sponsor, my dad's company, key to keeping us on air, funding this operation, and whatever they do to InfoWars, being a sponsor in the future. That's a critical place to spend your money, plus the products are incredible, the nano silver, the toothpaste, all of it. It's all game-changing. DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll put it on screen. DrJonesNaturals.com. And there's so many big specials going. Next Level Financial Energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. I want it right now. I don't, when I forget to take it, I'm not like this. It's methyl folate and a bunch of other key compounds that go right in the cells, the breakdown of folic acid. Most people can't absorb folic acid properly, especially white people and Asians, and it just supercharges you. Next Level Medicinal Energy, about to sell out. DrJonesNaturals.com. Thank you for your consideration and support. Now, for the next 40 minutes, one of my favorite guests, Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist and theologian. I've known about him for 25 years, big with WorldNet Daily, you name it. Focus on the family, on their board, all of that. In the past, he is dead on about the economy. And I've been so busy, we haven't done it. I've told the crew, go back with him on the last 10, 11 months and get predictions with the dates, because it is a big job. And then show, as he says it, gold and silver doing a little bit better or better than he even said, but right on the dates he said about local bank failures, regional bank failures, industry needing silver, all of it has been tracking basically exactly as he says, except a little bit better than he said, because he's being conservative to be right. Like a doctor, a good doctor, under promise, over deliver. So we privately talk, and what he sent me privately is just dead on. So he's wrong because it's better than he said, but it's following the trend, just like he said. And he is a sponsor, but I want him on about the breaking news. I just called him an hour ago. He works from 7 in the morning till about 8 at night. He said, yeah, I can squeeze it in, because I wanted to get him on about these new economic developments. Let's play one of these clips. But you need to go there if you want silver and gold. He'll tell you silver's still the thing. It still is going to outperform gold for now, because gold hasn't gone up precipitously as much as silver, though it's gone up a lot. And that goes to the fact there's less silver than gold. The big institutions are buying gold. The general public's buying silver. And they admit there's silver shortages now. Just as he's predicted 10 months ago here on the show, 11 months ago. You need to go to KEPM.com/gold. And then he knows it came from us, so he can up his sponsorship. KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. And if you don't get his silver that is at wholesale, spots out of the ground. Nobody can give you spot out of the ground unless you own Overmine. It's every day you can look at the prices of it. You're getting it from him. You know you're getting wholesale, and he lets you sell it back for zero. No big company does that. So you can sell back your silver when gold starts exploding, which is already starting to do, and then buy basically free gold with that, just with your profit. So this is what we're talking about here. You need to take action now, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3000. To me, this is a no-brainer. This is the closest thing to a sure thing there is. I don't feel bad that the enemies ran me to ground in an amount of money, because I don't even care about that. I'll just keep the operation going. But if I had money, I would be all in on silver, 100%. And I'm telling family, you know, a year ago, I said, get into silver, and have some family that did. And boy, are they pleased. So this is the surest thing out there in my view, kepm.com/gold. But we can't make you call the number. We can't make you get a free consultation. We can't make you roll over that IRA. We can't make you make the clearest, best move. You know, you could say, I'm going to go for a hike at night. You know, there's a field by your house where there's no potholes or problems and you got a flashlight. Or are you going to go climb up the mountain in the back of your house or the field? No, you don't climb the mountain at night. So not getting silver and gold would be like taking a walk at night without a flashlight up a mountain instead of walking into a field you know. Is it a sure thing to walk out in the field? No, maybe a meteorite comes out of the sky and kills you, or you know, maybe a plane crashes on you, you know, one out of a trillion. The point is, it's a lot safer than the unknown country of the mountain at night. That's kind of my weird analogy. It's like, you know, you're outfitting to go prospecting in Alaska in the winter. You need a coat, don't you? Or would you rather buy a swimsuit? So this is the no-brainer. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. 720-605-3900. And I'm going to stop plugging. He didn't even come on the plug, but I'm doing it. He's a great sponsor. We wouldn't be on air right now without him. And we're just blessed to have the top silver broker in North America, probably in the world, sells to private citizens. We are just so blessed to have him at our fingertips. So let's play this clip. This is CNBC. Today, breaking another jobs report, big revision down to the prior 2 months. That's on top of the 18 months before that, them lying about 818,000 jobs. And so just the last few months, they told another whopper of a gigantor lie. Here it is.
Should be coming across any second now. Let me check the BL. There it is. 142,000 versus July, which revised down to from 289,000 from 114,000. June, big revision to 118 from 179. I cannot do the math. Somebody do 11 and 14 for me. That's 25,000 for the July revision. And it looks like 61,000. So what's 25 and 61 is 87 or 86, is that right? So big revision down for the prior 2 months. I'm looking at the unemployment rate. It did tick down to 4.2% from 4.3%.
So it's all cooked. And then they lie about the last numbers, then put out new lies. And then comes out later, that was a lie. They tell new lies. And then the same thing is repeated over and over again. Kind of like them saying, did you hear Vance came out and said he didn't care about kids getting shot? It's just a fact of life. He said, it's terrible. We got to stop it. It's horrible. I hate the fact it's become a fact of life. We got to stop that. He said the complete opposite. AP lied about it. Kirk Elliott, they're getting desperate.
I mean, I don't, when I see these numbers come out, Alex, it's not that number that I look at. I look at the revision. Because every single time on almost every single number, whether it's GDP numbers, employment numbers, unemployment rate, new jobs, you always get this story of like, wow, we've exceeded expectations. Isn't Bidenomics amazing, right? And at the same day, they actually post the revisions from 30 days prior, which are always way worse than expected. It's like, so this is what this gentleman on that news program just said, right? So here, the numbers that non-farm payroll numbers that just came out, they didn't exceed expectations. They weren't that good, right? So they were up 142,000, but they were expecting 161. So they didn't meet expectations. But what were the revisions, Alex? So the revisions from last month were down 25,000. From the month before in June, it was down 61,000. That's 85,000 jobs that actually were below, not the exceeded expectations garbage that we hear. So the reality of the world that we live in is people who are watching this fake news and watching these commentaries and all this stuff on financial news networks, they respond to sound bites, right? They respond to a 30-second clip that says, wow, the economy is so great under Biden, And so therefore they invest and they think that the future is going to be great and everything like that. But it's not, Alex. It's not. So why is this important right now, today? Well, because September 17th and 18th, the Fed is meeting, and they've been telling us for a while since the Jackson Hole meeting last month where the Fed met, they're going to lower interest rates. Well, they're going to lower interest rates probably 50 basis points or half of a percent was the expectation. Now, after these numbers today, there were some mixed messages and they don't know what to think. So maybe it's only going to come down a quarter of a point. Well, this is problematic, right, for the markets, because that means if when rates come down, what happens? People have more money to spend. So the markets were expecting a half a point reduction in the rates coming September. Now the expectation is maybe it's only going to come down a quarter, right? So people are thinking, oof, we're not going to have as much money to spend. So this is why the stock market today is down over 300 points, the Dow. This is why gold and silver are down a little bit today, which is actually a huge buying opportunity, right? Because when you look at these things, and what happened on Monday? Monday, after some bad economic news of warehouse numbers and manufacturing numbers were way lower than expected, the Dow is down 600 points. So down 600 points on Monday, down over 300 points already today, based on what? Bad economic data. They're fearing an economic slowdown. People are. Hedge funds are. Banks are. And when you have economic slowdown, people aren't going to spend money. So you know who else, Alex, is thinking that there's going to be economic slowdown? Warren Buffett, right? So he's been selling Bank of America shares, which it was the second largest holding at Berkshire Hathaway, almost every single trading session for the last nine. But since July, he's dumped $7 billion. $7 billion.
That's right. You were on 2 weeks ago. It was $5 billion. Now it's $7 billion.
Now it's seven. He just did another $800 million yesterday. And so why? If he actually thought that the economy was strong and the bank was going to be successful and they were going to make money hand over fist, he's a smart investor. He would hold on to it. In fact, he would be buying more.
And let's be clear. I'm not an economist like you, but they have terms for this. He's selling as fast as he can without fully tanking the market. So he's watching it very carefully. And same thing with tech stocks. He's dumping that stuff as fast as he can without fully tanking things.
I know. It's so he's dumping it like yesterday's trash. And why though? Why is he doing that? Over the last last Friday, he dumped like another almost $1 billion worth of Bank of America, and the stock market came down 600 points on Monday, the day next day. Yesterday, he dumps $800 million worth of Bank of America stocks, and now the market's collapsed today. How is he always a day ahead, right? How is he? It's because I think he knows.
Yeah, well, he's got the inside knowledge. He's part of the military-industrial complex. And let me show you this headline. This is really an indicator. Dollar store stocks are cratering. Dollar store stocks are cratering, and pundits can't agree why. Well, because the numbers are coming out, the real numbers, the economy stinks.
Yeah, it absolutely stinks. It's absolutely terrible, right? And you start to look at why it is so incredibly important. I see that Kamalanomics on your stack there. It's like, okay, if Trump doesn't win, America's absolutely toast, because like what we talked about on the last show, Kamala's plan for America is tax the living garbage out of everybody, right? Because she wants a 25% unrealized capital gains tax, 44.6% capital gains tax. That's 70%. And how in the world is it fair to tax somebody? Let me tell you a story of how this would impact somebody. Let's just say, Alex, that your mother or grandmother, right, bought a house like 40 years ago for $50,000. And today it's worth $500,000, you know, decades later. And so then here comes Kamala with her stupid unrealized capital gains tax of 25%. Well, it's like, man, The capital gain on that was $425,000. At least that's the growth. It's not really a capital gain. It's growth. So what is she going to have to pay? You're going to have to pay over $100,000 in an unrealized capital gain. And then your poor mom or grandma says, I can't afford that. I don't have any money.
Let me elaborate on that. My dad was never rich, but he was well-to-do, upper middle class. The globalists sued him because he was in business with me and stuff, just as a pure harassment, trying to get me to agree to not have free speech. And, they met with us at these different mediations and said, just stop defending the Second Amendment and other things. And I said, oh, what are those? Well, let's have agreed to this. And we'll see. And I was just seeing what they'd say. I said, hell no, never. My dad basically has no money now. He owns a couple of dental offices in South Austin 30-something years ago when I was still in high school. We lived in North Austin. He was driving down a street in South Austin in kind of a lower middle class neighborhood, but it's a nice area, pretty, a lot of big trees and stuff. He saw a 4-acre piece of property for $82,000. He just bought it, boom, it had an old farmhouse on it and an old blacksmith thing, and it had been the center of a farm when going back over 100 years. And he later built another house on it, stuff like that. He bought it for $87,000. He's been offered millions and millions. There was like $5 million last time I heard, to build a condo on it because they're building high rises. It's an area where they're doing that. Well, my dad doesn't want to do that. He doesn't have money to go buy another house, but still his property taxes go up and up and up and are killing him. Where he may not in the future be able to keep that house that we all love and the property. Shoot BB guns there, everything. It's wonderful. Play frisbee. You got to come over to the house sometime when you're here. But that's an example. But if they do this capital gains things they want, unrealized, they'll make my dad sell his property because it has all that capital gains. And then they have the Krasenstein brothers and others running around saying, this is only on people making $100 million a year. That's a damn lie. And you just explained it.
Yeah. I mean, these stories are ridiculous when you play themselves out, because if you're in the story, if your mom or your grandma had to sell it and pay $125,000, she doesn't have it, so now she has to sell the property, and then she realized 44.6%. That tax, Alex, is 70%. You know what that's worse than? That's worse than Russia. Right? It's like, wow. Oh my word. We've
only become, France. Like, only France has that rate.
It's just so bad, brother. It's just insane. These woke policies that are coming at us from all fronts, right? And but when you think about it, we've actually got a problem where you look at the unemployment numbers, the slowdown of America, the slowdown of the economy that we were talking about. There was this research paper that I was reading yesterday. Last week alone, 28.4% of all of America searched for a job. Like, what? One out of every four people in America was looking for a job? So what could be the reasons for that? A, they want a better job because they're stinks and they're not making enough money. B, they don't have a job. Or C, it's the new trend in America where the alarming number of people that have to have two full-time jobs just to survive is on the increase. It's like two full-time jobs, Alex. There's nothing left. There's no time left.
I've got a bunch of family in East Texas that ranch and farm on full military army pensions. They're all army. We're talking 30, 35 years army, and we're talking non-commissioned officers and officers. And they've all got jobs on top of that. So they're up at 4 a.m. and going to sleep at 10 p.m. They get home at 8. And even on, like, Thanksgiving, we'll go down there and, like, oh, where's this person, that person? Oh, they had to work today. And these are people that are, like, 65 years old, and they're running a farm, a ranch, and got a job.
I mean, is this the way that America should be? No. But this is what happens when you have these woke policies where you have to print money to fund everything under the sun, hand out all these entitlements, pay for things that the government should never have to pay for. You have high taxes, high interest rates, high inflation, wages are coming down, unemployment is persisting. Sadly, this is what Biden has brought to America.
It's incredible. Let's talk about when we come back. But people should call you right now and get silver and gold right now. KEPM.com/gold. We'll give you the number when we come back.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,